Oh, it's 4 o'clock hour. Big 4 o'clock hour. Mike Lisanelli Show brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Online at LandisBC.com. Oh, I tell you what, there are some desperate people out there for this week. Fantasy football knowledge, and we got the right guy for it. Eric Carabrell is brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Eric, how you doing?
I'm great, Mike. How you doing?
Fantastic.
Today?
Let's talk Eagles Cowboys right out of the chute here. Who do you like in this particular game here? Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, Zach Ertz. Who are you going with here?
Well, Zach Ertz, obviously, on a pace to break the record for most catches. He's the number one tight end, having a great season. He, to me, is the only Eagle you have to play in this game. Dallas has been very good defensively this season. They're in the top 10 in suppressing fantasy points to quarterbacks and running backs, and they're number one against wide receivers. The only position you can exploit them is basically tight end. So I don't think Wentz is a top 10 quarterback this week. Either receivers are top 20. It's basically Zach Ertz. Don't trust the defense either. On the Dallas side, I wouldn't play Dak Prescott either. Amari Cooper has become a top 20 wide receiver. He should be able to exploit the Eagles' secondary. And that's about it. I mean, obviously Ezekiel Elliott. But
yeah, where is Zeke on your board for this week?
He should be able to go wild. I mean, he went wild the last time they played. I have him as the number three running back. He catches passes. He scores touchdowns. He's their best player, other than that middle linebacker who's going to, you know. They have a good team now. They didn't when they played in Philly a month ago, but by losing that game, the Eagles let them win the division.
Puts the Eagle fans in a precarious spot for fantasy if they have to play Zeke Elliott, right? You put him in your lineup.
I didn't want to draft him in any league, but he's a great player. He's a top three player in fantasy right now.
All right, let's look at any other games interest you, any particular matchups where you're looking at a quarterback or a running back that sticks out to you.
Yeah, I mean, this is a week where obviously there's some new running backs that people need to know. Spencer Ware played last week at Kansas City. He's the new starter there. Jalen Samuels of Pittsburgh is the starter against Oakland because Connor is out. And San Francisco is going with a guy named Jeff Wilson. You can not only pick up these guys, you should put them in your lineups this week. These are top 20 running backs because their teams run the ball well. They have nice matchups. Use these guys. Use them over running backs who don't do a whole lot on a week-to-week basis. Use them over Adrian Peterson. Use them over Kerryon Johnson if he plays. Don't play LeSean McCoy anymore or Tevin Coleman. These new guys are better.
All right, so these new guys are motivated. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. All right, let's go to the people. I'm gonna start off in Alaska and come east. All right, this is Mark from Alaska. Big Ben against Oakland or Jared Goff at Chicago?
Ben, it's a better matchup. The Bears are very good defensively. I would trust Roethlisberger here.
All right, now we got a guy. His name's Gandhi. I swear to God, Gandhi checks in with I need three running backs: Gurley at the Bears, Chubb at the Panthers, Jalen Samuels at the Raiders, Jeff Wilson at the Broncos, Gus Edwards at Kansas City, Adrian Peterson against the Giants. He needs three of those.
Any others? I mean, Gurley's the number one guy. I mean, he plays every week. Chubb is definitely number two here. The other three, I mean, I wouldn't play Peterson this week. I mean, not with Mark Sanchez, a quarterback. I think Samuels is a pretty good option this week. He catches passes as well. A terrible opponent. I would go Samuels among those guys he just picked, though.
All right, Michael Lopez is desperate. He's in his playoffs. He needs to pick one, three, Cohen, Dalvin Cook, Mark Ingram.
It's probably Dalvin Cook at this point. I mean, Cohen had a great game last week, but only in the fourth quarter and overtime. I think Cook is still the main option here.
All right. Michael Ryla says, all right, standard scoring league, pick two. Gus Edwards, Jeff Wilson, Spencer Ware, Sony Michel.
Yeah, all these new names, and people don't know what to do. If it's not a PPR, Sony Michel is the number one guy here, and Gus Edwards is second. These are guys that can gain 100 yards, but they don't catch any passes at all in a non-PPR. Go with them.
All right, Julian, Pat Mahomes or Drew Brees? Ooh.
I have Mahomes one and Brees two, so I guess you could flip a coin. Can't go wrong.
Okay, let's go to Twitter. Playoff time for Jerome. Who do I start, Mariota or Mullins?
Oh, my. I don't like either one of them. In fact, I don't have either in my top 20 right now. You got to do better than that. I mean, even Case Keenum is better this week, or Josh Allen. If you have to choose, it's not Mariota, not against Jacksonville.
All right, Christian, I have to start one of three wide receivers. Tate, DJ Moore, Demaryius Thomas?
I think it's DJ Moore, Carolina, actually. I do think the matchup is right. He's their number one option now out of the bat, except for their running back, of course. I think I do not go with Golden Tate against Dallas. I don't.
All right. Sean needs one in his flex among Gus Johnson, Spencer Ware, T.Y. Hilton.
I would say it's either Ware or Hilton there. I mean, if you can use either one, I'd probably go with Ware. I mean, he's going to get plenty of touches at least. And T.Y. Hilton against another tough defense in Houston on the road, too.
All right, let's go to the phones. Alex and Fox Chase, you're on with Eric Carabel. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, I need to pick two PPR league. Lamar Miller, David Johnson, or Kamara?
Well, Kamara's first. You about buried the lead a little there. Kamara's first and David Johnson second. I know Miller's run well, but I can't sit David Johnson.
I did mess that up. I have Spencer Ware as well. I'm sorry. It was in addition to Kamara. Ware, Miller, or Johnson?
It's Kamara and Johnson.
All right, there you go. RJ on Twitter. Austin Eckler, Mark Ingram, or Sony Michel? Interesting there.
It is interesting.
That's a PPR flex, by the way.
In a PPR, I mean, Eckler is the option there. I don't think Melvin Gordon is playing. It's still up in the air a little bit. But if Melvin Gordon doesn't play, I'd go Eckler over Ingram.
All right, non-PPR flex, Alshon, Doug Martin, or Corey Davis?
Well, I mean, you can't go with Jeffrey. I mean, Dallas does a great job against wide receivers. I would say it's Corey Davis, even though I can't stand the matchup tonight.
Jim needs a waiver wire wide receiver since he lost A.J. Green for the season. Can you help him out?
Waiver wire wide receivers. Adam Humphrey, Tampa Bay, is the number 9 PPR wide receiver over the past 5 weeks, and ESPN leagues is still available in about half. He's facing New Orleans, a terrible pass defense. Humphreys is there. Cortland Sutton of Denver, because they just lost Emmanuel Sanders, is there in a lot of leagues. Those two jump right out to me. Chris Godwin, Calvin Ridley, Josh Reynolds of the Rams, but Zay Jones a little bit. But I would say Humphreys and Sutton.
All right, Rob in Bordentown. Rob, you're on with Eric Carabel.
Hey, guys. I need 2 of 4 in a non-PPR league. It's either Sony Michel, Spencer Ware, Josh Adams, or Lamar Miller.
I think the first one is Sony Michel in a non-PPR, and I would still go Ware second there.
All right, you got it. Scott Malvern. Scott, you're all there, Carabel.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, I need to pick 2 in a PPR league. I got Eckler, Humphreys, and Landry.
Interesting. Eckler would be first, like him the most. I would go Humphreys over Landry at this point. I mean, every week he's scoring a touchdown.
All right, there we go. All right, we'll close it down with 2 Twitter inquiries. Paul says, Josh Gordon, DJ Moore, Cortland Sutton in a 1-point PPR.
I think it's Josh Gordon still.
All right. And Michael lost A.J. Green also. So he needs to start 2 wide receiver among Landry, Pettis, Reynolds, Godwin, or Sutton.
I would say Landry and Sutton be my first 2 there.
All right. You got it. Eric, I always ask you, how you feeling about the big matchup?
Not feeling good.
You're not feeling good?
I'm glad it's at least relevant, but you can't put money on the Eagles in this game. I can't.
Ooh, I kind of like the Eagles in this game.
What's the line they can cover?
3.5.
Oh, man. I can't believe the line is that low.
It's low. It tells you a little something.
It tells me more than I should. I thought it was more like 5 or 6.
No.
3.5, okay, I'll take him there.
Yeah, I'm twisting your arm.
Yeah. Well, you know, come on. I mean, this is going to be tough for them to score a lot of points in this
turncoat
game.
All right,
yeah,
man.
Really?
Hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. All right, there he is. Eric Carabel, brought to us by Family & Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family & Company Jewelers your first stop. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.